Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with Tom in Florida. And Tom, I think you wanted to give us the usual tirade about immigration.
Yeah, well, Mike, before I do that, you know, our governor here, Ron DeSantis, Mike, today he came out and he's pardoning all these people that got caught supposedly not wearing their masks. So he's giving them all a pardon when they got these fines and they tried to put them in jail.
Yeah, we reported on that earlier in the show.
Yeah, right. And so also he's trying to stop this. They're going to try to sneak a caravan of Venezuelans in from Texas into Florida. And I think DeSantis is saying no. Also, I'm sure you heard about Marsha Blackburn, Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, telling the Biden administration, she's basically telling the Republicans and the Democrats, no, we're going to keep these illegals in Mexico the way Trump had it. But this bumbling buffoon is saying, no, that we're going to bring them here. Well, Marsha Blackburn's 100% right. But, Mike, there you go again. What you've been saying for years, Title VIII.
Yes.
We can't not allow this. The law is being broken every by this bumbling buffoon, Mike. You have that Kamala Harris has been shut her mouth. She hasn't said a damn word about it. She's in charge of the border and all that. This is insane. This is absolutely off the charts, Mike. But here,
yes,
we have a governor here in this state who's not going to play. He's basically saying there's no sanctuary cities. You're not coming here illegally. Come to this country, you come here illegally. You learn the language, you speak English, or you get out. We don't need all this, Mike. We don't need this insanity. It's got to stop and desist. But, you know, these teachers' unions, Mike, they're absolutely appalling what they're doing to our country. It's sickening. It's absolutely sickening what teacher unions are doing. The demon rats.
Just, okay, could you hold the microphone on the phone a little closer to your mouth? We're having trouble hearing you.
Yeah, we have a storm here in South Florida. Yeah.
Well, okay.
I'm basically saying that, you know, we're going to have to see how this plays out with these senators that, you know, are trying to be conservative about our immigration policies, Mike. But, you know, they're getting stabbed in the back, and, you know, none of them have any real.
Yeah, it is. Tom, we really cannot understand you.
Can you hear me now, Mike? Can you hear me?
It's a lot better now, yes.
Okay. Yeah, Mike, it's just appalling what, you know, so many senators are trying to, you know, they're bringing out bills, and they don't have no backing, Mike. There's no backing with these rhinos. It's just terrible. And, you know, the country's just being torn apart right
now.
Yes,
it is.
Being torn apart, like California. The healthcare that these illegals are getting alone is just tearing this country apart.
Yes.
And, you know, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts what is being, you know, put on the American public, the taxpayers. Inflation's going off the charts. I mean, Mike, one more thing. You know, Donald Trump's he's right on one thing he just said yesterday. This guy Biden's going to be worse than Jimmy Carter, man. This guy's going to turn out being the biggest.
I'm afraid that is definitely going to be true.
That's going to come out to be true. That this guy Biden is a bigger imbecile than Carter was.
Mm-hmm.
Carter actually was, you know, he did kind of love his country, but this bumbling buffoon, this guy, he's a puppet. he's definitely a puppet for puppet master. So it's just appalling, you know, it's illegal immigration and all this stuff that we were dealing with in this country. And Mike, it's all going to come down to food. Gas is going to be rationed probably. Who knows what's going to happen with that? Because they want everybody to go on a car battery and, I don't know. It's just disgusting, Mike. It's disgusting what's happened to our United States of America.
Yeah, it is.
And we're having a problem even with the language in this country. Nobody even want, basically, all these new people coming from all over the world, they don't really want to learn English. They want to keep their own cultural identity. Well, why are they coming here? And I do believe,
you know, people who've been born in this country, you know, want to change the language. Remember Ebonics?
Yes. Yes, of course. Oh, yes. It's crazy.
Real Tower of Babel stuff.
Yes, that's what's happening in our country, Mike. And I do believe what's going to really be a linchpin for the future of our country, what's going to happen in France. I'm hoping it's Marine Le Pen does win that she beats the
Macron. Yeah, me too. Macron needs to go.
That guy's got to go. He's another joke. But, yeah, Mike, I know you got other callers, so I'll let you go. But, yeah, Mike, what's going on with all this crime, BLM getting away with murder, basically, Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
If it would have been a white militias doing all this, man, they would have the military out, Mike. They would have the military out loaded fully for bear. Let me tell you, if it would have been white groups doing all this burning and looting, let's not kid ourselves. If you had 20,000 skinheads running around the cities burning up everything and doing their salute, man, they would have the military on them. They'd have the police. They'd have the military on the skinheads or any of these white organizations. It's all a disgrace. And you know, Mike, one more thing: we are the majority, the white Anglos in this country, but we're acting like a minority bunch of wimps. This is exactly what's happened here. It's shameful. It's really shameful. Because the media, like Peter said, we know who's controlling the media, controls the mind.
Yes. Yep.
And that's exactly what's going on, what Peter says. So anyway, I'll let you go, Mike. Thank you for taking my call, and have a great day. Like I said, congratulations, Layla. But, you know, there's other guys that are really good, too. So just wanted to throw that out
there. Well, there's only so many slots open there. And,
I know, we're all wishing
Layla good luck on her program. So thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go and go to Dan in Washington State. Hello, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Real quick on Tom's call, it seems like the blood moon, whenever the media starts talking about a blood moon, watch Israel. Same with Purim. It seems like those two dates seem to have some kind of prophetic thing going on with Israel there, with military strikes or riots or what we see right now with Gaza. But have you ever noticed that, the blood moon prophecy? Do you know anything about that?
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, anytime there's a lunar eclipse, which we have coming up, before and after, there's going to be a blood moon for the same reason that sunrises and sunsets on Earth are red, because the illumination of the moon is coming through the Earth's atmosphere. The blue light gets filtered out. And so, that's what you get, is the so-called blood moon. And it happens even if there isn't actually an eclipse.
Okay, yeah, it seems like they focus on it more times than others, I guess. Real quick, the other day you were talking about replacing the J word with Zionism.
Yes.
And I was listening to Eric Stryker's show, Strike and Mike, and they reported that the term Zionism itself, or anti-Zionists, are being censored off of Facebook and Twitter.
Imagine my shock.
So the days of just kind of being a peaceful anti-Zionist seem to be over as well. They're going after that.
Yeah.
And also, last year, Trump supported, the House voted to say anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. I don't know what that was, just like a resolution or whatever.
They're adopting this definition of anti-Semitism that Israel has been promoting, that says criticism of anything Israel does is really just hatred of the Jews, which to my mind is like claiming that criticism of the Nazis is rooted only in the fact that people hate the Germans, and that they didn't really do anything deserving of our hate other than being born German.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And anything helping Palestinians or arguing that point of view is being stomped out. So I would suggest the chosen people. I like that term, because that would censor a lot of the Zionist Christian preachers out there.
Yes.
They started censoring that term. But anyway, I just thought I'd bring that point up, and thanks for taking the call.
All right, you've got it. Thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Kelly in Austin. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I bet Jimmy Carter is really pulling for. I bet Jimmy Carter is really pulling for Biden to become the worst president ever. I mean, he's held that title for four decades. I caught the tail end of what you said about the Chernobyl reactor. Can you kind of repeat what you said?
Well, basically, about the sensors that they've got neutrons in the ground around the remains of the reactor are detecting an increase in neutron activity, and they think that there is spontaneous fission happening in the remains of the fuel rods of that reactor. And it's basically uncontrollable and uncontrolled. And, you know, they're going to keep an eye on it. But like Fukushima, there really isn't much they can do about it.
No, that's what I was going to tell you. I thought that's what I heard. The detection of neutrons like that is really bad news, because that does mean that there are fission reactions taking place there within the core of that reactor. You know, that was a graphite-cooled reactor, which
I think was
very similar to what Enrico Fermi developed to control the first controlled nuclear reaction at the University of Chicago.
The graphite wasn't there for cooling. The graphite was there as a neutron moderator, but it's also, incredibly flammable. And the reactors at Chernobyl did not have containment vessels, and that probably was the biggest single mistake in terms of their construction.
Well, when we say graphite cool, that's what we mean is graphite moderated, because the graphite, because the carbon absorbs the neutrons, and the more neutrons you got flying around out there, and the more fission reactions you have taking place, and that's seriously bad news, because that thing could fly out of control. I'd be curious to know what other radioisotopes are picking up in the area, because there's some really nasty.
Given that the area the neutrons are escaping from has been sealed in concrete, I imagine that any other radioisotopes being generated are hopefully contained within that concrete barrier. But the real issue is if the fuel rods reach a sufficient temperature to melt, then they're going to collect and pool down in the bottom of that concrete containment, and we could really see them take off, so to speak.
It's not just happening. There's also a lot of gamma radiation associated with that. And gamma radiation doesn't give a damn what the hell you encase it in.
Yes,
it's going to get through. That's really bad news. I might have to look into that. I'm a big believer in an advocate of nuclear power. I've worked with nuclear power matters for a long time. And my problem with that, if I have a problem with it, is that in the United States, for example, the designs of the plants are not standardized. France derives about 75% to 80% of its electric power from nuclear power plants, but they standardized their designs decades ago.
Yes,
you've never heard of a problem. You've never heard of a problem with a nuclear power plant in France, have you?
No,
never,
you haven't.
Never.
One of the things I don't like about the design of the reactor at Fukushima, and it's apparently in use at many sites here in the United States, is the control rods are shoved up from underneath rather than dropped down from overhead, where gravity is assisting you in scramming the reactor. And so if you lose your power to the reactor control system, you lose the ability to get those control rods back in.
Yeah, well, that's an engineering problem that I'm not prepared to address, but I can tell you that the big problem with Fukushima was its location.
Yes.
If they're on that subduction zone, on a highly tectonically active subduction zone.
Well, in defense of Japan and the power stations, if they had followed the original recommendations for reinforcement, tsunami wall, power generators on towers and everything, they probably would have done all right, because there was another power station just down the coast at Kanagawa, I think it was, and the guy who was in charge of that construction just really, put his foot down and said, we are going to do all the safety protocols properly. And it's a shame he passed away before the quake and tsunami happened, because that one power station suffered virtually no damage. It is possible to make nuclear power safe, not just when you have the money junkies making the key decisions.
And what that underscores is that with proper siting and engineering, you can avoid those problems. And obviously at Fukushima, they didn't. And there are other places where they didn't as well. The nuclear power, I think, is a sound solution to many of our energy problems long term. But you have to look at the siting engineering issues. You can't shortcut engineering in particular. I mean,
yeah.
I've been around these
sites. They still have the waste disposal problem. I mean, you know, how that stuff is just piling up.
Well, that's where I dealt with it, mostly on the waste disposal side for nearly four decades. And that's not an insoluble problem, Mike. I mean, it really isn't. The problem with that is it becomes a matter of fear ginned up by the people who are opposed to handling and disposal of radioactive waste. But that could be done.
Okay.
So I don't regard that as a factor that's going to kill nuclear power, that should kill nuclear power. But the real issue to me is the siting in the engineering in the United States. And in the United States, it's kind of a free-for-all when it comes to designing nuclear power plants because there's been no effort to try to standardize designs.
Yes.
As has been done in France. And I think if you look at France as a guide, you'd find a lot of inspiration for what we ought to do in the United States with regard to nuclear power. I've said all I've got to say, Mike. Thanks much.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We have lines open right now, area code 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. There's no such thing as safe nuclear power. Maybe thorium, right?
Thorium cycle is a good option. Fusion is a good option.
Yeah.
Fission. Yeah. The reason the emphasis has been on fission reactors in this country
weapons.
Is because, as a side effect, they produce bomb stuff, plutonium.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm a big fan of solar.
Yep.
I realize it's not efficient, but if you look at the big picture, there's no moving parts.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to grease. You know, no one has to sit there and monitor anything. You put it in, that's it. It's going to wear out, but it's not going to cost a whole bunch of money in maintenance or anything else. So, you know, and obviously if a lot more money was spent on it, the efficiency would come up. Anyway,
I keep hearing these tantalizing stories about ways that the efficiency is being brought up, but they never seem to get down to the consumer level.
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, if more people were putting, you know, things in the sky that required an energy source, things would move a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, you know as well as I do, I mean, oil is still oil, fossil fuels are still fossil fuels. You know, it goes back hundreds of years to the people that actually run it and control it and all that. So, you know, it's like diamonds, right? I mean,
yes,
same sort of idea. You got these cartels, right? The central banks. You know, the Federal Reserve. It's all the same sort of nonsense, right? Cartels. Anyway, the damage being done from this, this pandemic.
Yes,
that's what you want to call it. Is really starting to rear its ugly teeth. I sent you an email. Greyhound is pulling
Greyhound
out of Canada for good.
Yeah, just shutting down in Canada, and
yep.
that's
a greener's wet dream.
Yeah.
Right. And then on top of that, earlier, the reason why that really caught my ear and eye was because of what you talked about with Michigan, was shutting down that pipeline that delivers almost half of Ontario and Quebec's oil, as well
yes.
as propane for the state of Michigan. Now, what you failed to mention, Mike, and this is the crazy part, that shutdown would require 800 tanker rail cars and 2,000 trucks each day to move oil.
Yes.
That's not going to happen. So that would be the icing on the cake for basically Canada. Because Ontario, I mean, a lot of people would argue it within this country, and I don't really care. Ontario is kind of like the economic engine
okay.
of Canada.
Now I got to put you on hold.
Been.
Don't hang
Thanks,
up.
Mike.
I'm going to come back to you after these words from our sponsors. Join us on the air, area code 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. The fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her.
And welcome back to our show here, and a quick reminder that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support to go on keeping the American public fully informed so that they can make good choices. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation of $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So include your t-shirt size and a return address. If you send in a donation of $115, you will get both items. And don't forget the Frontside Firearms deal. That is still ongoing as well. All right. The phone lines are open. Area code 512-248-8252. We're talking with Al in Canada. And Al, could you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Talking about, the Greyhound is pulled out of Canada for good.
Yeah.
They won't be running up here anymore, the bus service, right? Also, when you were you had mentioned about that pipeline that feeds Ontario and Quebec.
Yes.
Oil, half of their oil. It also feeds Michigan's Michigan propane. Now,
yes.
I don't know why they obviously they're going to shut this down. I know they're going to shut it down, and I think it's just part of another a deeper agenda, right, to get us off of these fossil fuels.
Well, they shut down the Keystone pipeline, claiming environmentalism. But have you seen what those lithium mines look like? You know, on the landscape. It's going to get a lot of people very, very angry when they can't fuel up their cars or heat their homes or cook their meals.
Well, luckily, we're heading into summer up here, so we won't be heating for much longer, but air conditioning, and of course, you have to be able to move products around.
Yes.
To different places. And then, of course, food. Everybody just forgets about that. If people start starving, there's going to be a lot of social unrest. It could get very, very violent very quickly.
Yes, yes.
But, I don't want to, start jumping around like that. I sent you another email
mm-hmm.
on these salt towers. If you've seen this stuff for a long time. These molten salt tower power plants, they're restrictive of where you could put them, obviously.
Yes.
Around the equator is the best place. But anyway, the only thing missing from that kind of power generation, because, in the end, it's steam turbines, right, that
yes.
turn, generators. The only thing missing there is the nuclear power plant. Literally.
Yes.
Because... from the point where you're exchanging heat for electricity, that's the only difference. And of
yes.
course, these things keep working at night as long as that molten salt can move.
Yes.
And it's in a still fluid state, these things will continue to work. Obviously, around the equator is the best place to put this. But this points out a very deep problem that obviously had just happened to the United States with Texas. But more of our, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but more of our infrastructure needs to be linked together, such as
yes.
electricity. Because, like I said earlier, right around that equator is the best place to have solar collectors. And if you have a desert, that's a great place to put them because you can't do much with a desert except maybe make semiconductors.
Yes.
But, there's always limits to the impact that humanity can put on the earth
mm-hmm.
before the earth starts pushing back, and that sort of thing has to be taken into account too when talking about this sort of stuff. But in the end, I like people like you and myself and everyone that's listening, we're not going to win. The rich folk have already decided what's going to happen, and the ones that are pulling the strings, and we're just along for the ride. It's like a roller coaster. And it is like a roller coaster, especially lately, Mike. It's sad.
Yeah, it is. It's very, very sad, and it's definitely going to be a rough ride here. Anything
yep.
else, Al?
I appreciate your time, Mike.
Well, I appreciate your
Thanks
call. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Our phone lines are now completely open. Area code 512-248-8252. Do join us here for the remainder of the show. And getting on to some other news here, we are continuing to see more protesters regarding the situation in Palestine and Israel. They're marching in Minnesota, Washington, D.C., even in Oklahoma. This is really taking off, and there are a lot of clashes. This could really turn into something very, very ugly, in the very near future. Over at the Federal Reserve, we got to take another break for commercials. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. And before we take phone calls, a breaking story. Russia Today came up with the headline. Israeli Defense Forces have announced that Israeli ground troops are attacking the Gaza Strip. There are no other details. But it looks like absolutely they're just going to go on in and take the strip back over for Israel. And it's an ugly, ugly situation. Boy, I hate being right all the time. All right, we're going to go to the phones now. James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I don't know if you mentioned it, but Putin is going to test his Satan 2 missiles.
Yes.
Three of them.
Yes.
208 tons. Should prove interesting.
Yes.
From the look on his face, I don't think he's bluffing either.
No, Russia has made tremendous gains in their military technology because the whole point of their military is to make better weapons, as opposed to the American military-industrial complex, where the goal is to soak the American taxpayer for as much money as possible in exchange for a bunch of junk, like the F-35, the Zumwalt destroyer, the F-22, and so forth and so on.
Right. And how did it all come to this? I don't know, but I know that he's bent over backwards to be polite to the rest of the world leaders and what do you call it?
Yeah, he's the only statesman out there.
Yeah, Yeah, but when he's been backed in a corner, and this is history repeating itself.
Yes.
Don't attack Russia. Don't attack Russia. And people are stupid enough to try it. I mean, my background is Hungarian, so I should be, no, I'm not, because it doesn't make any strategic sense to attack Russia. You're going to get your clock cleaned real good. But anyway, one other thing I wanted to mention is I know a gentleman who got the shot yesterday. He's 30 years old, and today he had to call in sick. He's really sick, so, you know, but anyway.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, no, but it's just one of those things. People are just doing this. I don't know, you know. But anyway, thanks for taking my call.
You got it, and thank you for the call. We're going to switch over to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind, if this was a chessboard and your opponent was giving you a shot that was killing people, okay, the chessboard has moved in their favor. If they're going to quit producing food in the near future or as of now, I'd say that's another move for the opponent. Now, if they're going to quit doing gas, here in Oklahoma, we had the worst winter. We had ice storms in October the 17th. When the branches, all the leaves still were on the trees, and they were breaking. It went on for 2 days, the cracking and booming. It sounded like bombs going up. And then here in February, we got 27 below zero. Excuse me. This is central Oklahoma, the United States.
And, yes.
And they're going to cut fuel. Excuse me. We, what is it, 300 million people? There's 300 million of us, and there's 1% of them. And
yes.
We're going to just sit on our hands and do nothing?
Well, I certainly hope not, you know. And you know, don't forget, down here in Indiana, we had that unseasonably late snow that surprised everybody.
It's just been, I mean, you said that we were going through a mini Mundrum, and sure enough, you're right again.
Yep.
I think it's a bad move for us to just sit on our hands and knees. We need to be out this Saturday with our protest signs and fill the street, and to heck with, I mean, if people are lined up at the gas pumps, this is a chess. Oh, and we're going into war with a country that has good bombs and that work and equipment that work. I mean, it is so piled up against us at this point, and we're still doing nothing. We've got to do something. We've got to show how mad we are and how we're not for this. We've got to stand up for America and for ourselves and our children. Do you all want to starve? I mean, what, really? And no, if there's no gas, you can't get to work. So, okay, that's my 2 cents. I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Well, Andrea, thank you very much for that. We have phone lines open right now. Area code 512-248-8252. Let's go to Graybeard in Washington State. Hello, Gray. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I'm with her. I mean, it's she's got a little bit of an idea of what's going on here. And actually, you were talking about those new batteries earlier.
Yes.
And I was wondering if you knew if they were using those carbon nanotubules that they were making at MIT a few years back.
I think there actually is some graphene nanotubes that are involved in that construction.
All right. I thought they might have been doing something like that. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I was thinking, I mean, as I'm up here in Washington, and between Inslee and his fraudulency, you know what? We're getting it both ways.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what we can really do to change this stuff around, short from, you know, the repeat of the Civil War, which nobody really wants, I don't think.
No, and I don't think they wanted the first one either, to be very honest.
Yeah, I'll agree with you on that one. What do you think the idea about, instead of going through all that bloodshed and all this and that happy stuff, wouldn't it be nice, you know, the 15th is the second annual, you know, protest to this COVID lockdown crap?
Yeah, this Saturday.
Right? Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice if we could come up with a date to just do the whole end scene from V for Vendetta? Everybody just show up in like a fake
idea.
Fauci
mask or
something.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see it too. I mean, we just have a couple of million people show up and walk up to the Capitol building and say, look, we're not here to cause trouble. We're just here to put the people away that really deserve to be away. We've
got
the goods on.
Well, they tried to do a peaceful protest at the Capitol back on January 6th, but the government sent in agents provocateurs to make it look like it was violent so they could report it that way on the corporate media.
Of course, and they're still looking for a small-scale uprising so they can make a big demonstration of power to scare everybody else into compliance. I don't know. That's pretty much all I got, other than to say, you know, I wonder what John from Barbados would say about all this stuff going on now.
I do miss him. I really do miss him.
Yeah. Yeah, he was one of the greats, I'll give you that. Mike, thank you very much. Keep up doing what you're doing. It's appreciated more than you'll ever know.
And well, thank you very much. We're going to stay with it just as long as we can.
Love to Claire, and I'm out.
All right, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines right now, area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla, welcome back. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I'll get off the line as soon as your phone lines, as soon as you've got other callers, just let me know.
Okay.
I still believe that January 6th was an ambush.
Yes.
It was clearly well-planned, and it's just such a violation of the principles of the Republic, of the Constitution, of everything that any country that has that respects the rights of its citizens. It's just unspeakable. But anyway, the idea of everybody converging in one place at one time peacefully, that would be a wonderful idea if it could be coordinated. But how? You know, that's the problem. My original call was Israel-Palestine. I'm always worried about that turning into a greater regional conflict. I know they've been picking off one region after another, one country after another, to make things easier for the right-wingers in Israel. But, you know, sometimes I've said this for a long time, and many Arabs don't like to hear it. I used to be very depressed when the Palestinians were under assault. And one day my son said, Mom, what do you so worry about? Why should the Palestinians be any different? This has always happened throughout the history of humanity. And the thing is that unless there's a concession somewhere along the line, whether or not it's a legitimate, if it's a military conquest, one that is completely unbeatable, and let's face it, Israel is unbeatable now and always has been since 48. A concession by the weaker party saves everyone else from a lot of the ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one could say it's an injustice. You cannot legitimize it, excuse me, by yielding. But you've got to consider the rights of other people. There are people who are being starved of all sorts of resources around the world.
Yes.
And they're all now rushing to the U.S. And that would not be happening if there wasn't too much focus on just one region. There are so many similarities. Excuse me, I don't know what I've got in my throat. There are so many similarities between those who identify as Arab and those who identify as Jewish. It's
yes.
really it's an extended family feud that's gone on for far too long, and it's been off and on. And you know, the Jews and the Christians have been killing each other for centuries. One example is if those who are familiar with Alexandria, look up
yes.
the name Hypatia, Hypatia. She was in Alexandria, and she was caught in the middle of two Christians who were fighting for control of the Christian community. And the Jews and the Christians were constantly killing each other. And she was a pagan, of course. She was a Greek philosopher and a mathematician.
Yes.
Her story is just an example of the kind of hostilities that have long existed. And the only way to bring it to an end is for people to either accept that one of us will join the other. And there are many Arabs, like the Ra'am, who was joining with Yair Lapid,
mm-hmm.
and the other one is Aman Odeh. I think they recognize that it's self-destructive to keep resisting the immovable, the impossible. It sounds, I'm not saying throw down your arms to a full defeat, and there has to be some mediator to make sure that if they do unite in one country, that everyone has equal rights, and that it does not remain, it cannot call itself strictly a Jewish state only for Jews.
Yeah.
It's got to be a fairness to everybody. Maybe that would create a possibility. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is. Certainly, I've been waiting for things to calm down so I could go back. I always dreamed of going back to retire there. But I don't know. Whatever influence Arabs that are living in the U.S. have, whatever influence Jews have, it's in the interest of everybody if they find a middle ground and
yes.
learn to live with each other. One way or the other. And usually the weaker party does have to make concessions. They do have to swallow a bitter pill. That's just the way it's always been. And we can't change it because it is a reality. Anyway, I'll get off the phone so others can call in.
Okay, well, we don't actually have
now.
Any other callers just yet, but thank you for the phone call here. And we do have open lines now. We're getting close to the end of the show, so if you want to call on in, now's the time to do it. Area code 512-248-8252. Now, getting on back to the situation in Israel, we are not seeing any updates yet following up that Russia Today story where the IDF says that ground forces are now entering the Gaza Strip. But I fear the worst. As I said earlier in the show, there was kind of this nudge-nudge, wink-wink deal that was made where the Israel surrendered Gaza to the Palestinians in exchange for the world turning a blind eye to the illegal settlements in the West Bank. And when that happened, you know, I did make the prediction that once those settlements were facts on the ground in the West Bank, that Israel would find some pretext for retaking the Gaza Strip, and I do think that's what's happening right now. All righty, getting on back to the COVID-19 situation, there's been an interesting development up in Ontario, and there is this military report that is finding that a lot of the patients in these nursing homes did not die of COVID-19. They died of neglect. And just saying all they needed was water and a wipe down, and they would have been absolutely fine. But sometimes the quality of care in these homes is not really very, very good. Over at the New York Yankees, they have 7 COVID cases in a staff that is supposed to be 100% vaccinated. So we're going to see what's happening over there. Let's see. Apparently, a story coming on out of naturalblaze.com. Doctors up in Canada are now being censored regarding what the government has declared to be COVID misinformation. The same reason YouTube shut my channel down. we're not conforming to the official version of events. And frankly, as these adverse reports keep showing up, it does look like we are headed into a repeat of the swine flu debacle of 1976. And that's a very, very scary situation. We don't know what the long-term consequences of these vaccines are going to be. They're doing the study on the general population. And I saw a report earlier where some of these spike proteins can cause pulmonary difficulties now, in addition to the potential for neurological diseases. Okay, we've got callers waiting on the line. We've got to wait for a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today on this Thursday show, and we're going to go to Mitchell in Memphis. Hello, Mitchell. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike Rivera, what's going on?
Well, why don't you tell us?
Listen, I just want to make a point. Everybody's talking about
the problems of government and such. I'm looking at I put this stuff together on a Word doc. I've got here reasons the United States government is no longer legitimate. Now, I've got 16 bullet points, and I'm not going to bore you with all of that. One of the big points there is that what most of you guys are talking about on RBN is that the government is not legitimate because of the election. Do you hold to that?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll read this. It says, a legitimate government is one which is elected by the people of the country during elections which are held in a free and fair manner.
Yes.
We agree to that. Now,
we
I'll read this.
That.
Political authority grants members of a government the right to rule over citizens using coercion if necessary, while imposing an obligation for the citizens to obey government orders. There is no political authority because there is no legitimate government. So why in the hell does everybody keep apologizing for what happened on January the 6th? Congress was not legitimate. Why was Congress in there? If you guys are going to say government's not legitimate and it's tyrannical and it's corrupt, why do you keep apologizing for the government? It's either legitimate or it's not.
Well,
if it's not legitimate,
I have not been apologizing for the government, and I don't see them as legitimate. And frankly, what happened on January 6th, was hijacked for propaganda purposes by that very illegitimate government.
Well, that's what the media does. But what I'm saying is I hear a lot of people on RBN, including hosts, not specifically talking about you, but they keep talking about, well, the Republicans were peacefully protesting and cooking hot dogs on a grill. It was Antifa and BLM. I don't care who went in there. If the government is not legitimate, the people in there claiming to be government are imposters.
Yes, they are.
They have no rights. They don't have any right of doing what they're doing if we're going to subscribe to and stick to this idea that government is no longer legitimate. And if you want to, if there's no difference between legitimacy,
now you make a very, very good point.
What is that saying? The word legitimate and illegitimate is just what they call it, a distinction without a difference. At this point, if you're going to say government's not legitimate, while it continues on We pretend like it is, but there's no difference. Then let's quit talking about government legitimacy. There's no such thing. Legitimacy and illegitimacy are the same thing. That's the way we're treating it. I mean, those people that went in there, like I said, I don't care who went in to the Capitol. I don't care who went in there. The people in Congress, the politicians, have no political authority because it's an illegitimate government. They had no damn reason themselves being in there. That's all I've got to say. And I get tired of hearing people apologizing. I don't care if you went in there to protest or not. You're going in there to protest a bunch of people that shouldn't have been in there themselves. And I'm reiterating myself. But anyway, I'm just pretty aggravated. That's all. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Well, thank you. And we are unfortunately at the end of the program. My apologies to the caller who is still hanging on hold. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. It is very urgent right now. We'll be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.